Questions, please.
What happened to Dimitri Goodson?
Dimitri Goodson's in the concussion protocol, post-game evaluations. That was determined. He's making progress, so that's where we are.
You have any clue what happened?
I do not. I couldn't tell you what player. I know he's experiencing some things. I know I was made aware of it Monday when we have our meeting with the medical staff.
Just on a related note, then, how's Quentin Rollins?
Good. His work was good yesterday, so we'll see today. He's making progress. He's getting close.
How about Clay? Did he do much yesterday?
Yes, he did. Clay had a good day. He's going to try to do a little more today. So he's getting better. He's getting close.
Randall.
Hopeful. Randall probably won't do as much today. He did a lot yesterday. So getting better. You know, hopefully they all can go, but you know, just got to go through the whole week. Hopefully we don't want to have any hurdles that we can't get over.
Starks in the same boat
then? James is going to practice today in a limited fashion, so we'll see how that goes.
The Colts have been a team that, whether they're behind or ahead, the fourth quarter has always decided a lot of their games over the last few years. You witnessed that 4 years ago. Are they a team that you can't count them out no matter what the score is?
I don't think you can count any NFL team out. I mean, that's the beauty of competing in the National Football League each and every week, and we all experienced that. We experienced it in Atlanta. They obviously experienced, you know, a tough football game against Kansas City. So yeah, they got some injuries they're fighting through. We're doing the same. Uncommon opponent. You know, we haven't played these guys in 4 years, and played them here in 8 years. So you know, you really throw all that stuff out the window. So just stay and focus on who they're going to play with. Hopefully we have an idea. New defensive coordinator. I know I'm spending extra time trying to get to know him, and you know, no different for Dom Capers. So just really focusing on the specifics of what they do, how they do it, and who they do it with.
Is that something that jumps out on the stat sheet, though, Mike, when you look at just their points scored and points allowed in the fourth quarter of this year? I think it's like over 80.
Well, definitely. I mean, I think like all statistics, it's important to start with that, and then you know you dig into it and you find out the why. So I mean, that's what game planning is for, and that's what the process of the quality control coaches going through and it, laying things out, and then as we can dive into the statistics, the video, and from that you make a game plan. So I mean, it's like last night we did red zone, short yards, goal line, 4 minute backed up, and you go through each and every segment in detail, and especially you're playing against a team you, like I've already stated, you haven't played. So you look at their whole season, especially with the changes, particularly on defense coordinator and some of the things they're doing offensively that they didn't do last year.
I know it's only been six games, but it seems like offensively you guys have struggled a little bit in the third quarter this year. I was wondering is that concerning to you?
Quarter?
Third quarter.
Okay.
Is that a concern going forward, or what do you think that's?
Well, seven games, right?
Good point.
Okay. Yeah, that's what my statistics tell me. So my data analytics. Once again, I think it's really the same answer. You look at it. When we've started a number of those third quarters with the football, the Detroit game, obviously we did not, and they had the long drive, going back through it, but. I think we're all aware because, of our interests and time commitment in statistics. The third quarter is the slowest quarter, the fastest quarter. There's more runs in the third quarter and things like that. So I think historically you'll see third quarter statistics are really not usually what the other quarters are. So you look at all that, but I don't have a dead reason why we need to do this better in the third quarter. I don't have that for you.
Since we're talking stats, what have you guys done so well on third down? Because I think your first down average is still pretty close to the bottom, but you're still moving the chains better than anybody else.
Yeah, our first down, I think, some of those early games has got us not where we, you like to be statistically, but That's what it is. Third down, it starts with the quarterback. He's made a lot of plays. I think if you look at the number of his rushes has been a huge impact on third down. So I'm sure that'll be a big focus of the Colts trying to keep Aaron in the pocket. I think our protection has been fantastic, particularly in that situation. So it's a toughest down in football to throw the football. And, you know, our receivers are doing a good job of, you know, getting open and creating separation. So we need to improve off of that because it's really been the best thing we've done situationally on offense.
Receiver heavy with your personnel the last few weeks, but can you or do you need more out of the tight ends in the past game?
Well, I'm glad you brought that up because usually when you guys bring something up like that, that means the tight ends are going to have a big day this week. So, hey, it's, you know, every game's different, and we're going to do whatever we need to do to score points on offense and, you know, different on defense. We're going to do whatever we need to do over there to keep them from scoring points. So, whether it's four receivers, five receivers, we have two tight ends that are active, so I mean that's part of it too. In fairness to both Richard and Justin, is just as far as the game plan, you're really conscientious of never being just one player out of a personnel group. So there's not a ton of two tight end groups. You know, we don't really have our three tight end group available. So I mean, that's part of the reason. And frankly, who you're playing against is a big part of it too. So we'll see how the game shakes out.
Mike, last year, as Devontae was kind of working through some things injury-wise and adjusting to your number two, did you ever notice a dip in confidence? And if so, has that been regained? Is that fair to say here, especially in these last couple of weeks?
Devontae Adams, I think he's clearly more confident this year than last year, and I think that's a natural progression you want to see your younger players go through. But, you know, he's more experienced. He's stronger. I mean, he's a physical talent. I think, frankly, giving him more opportunities, you know, outside of not just playing the one position. You know, he's had some opportunities in the slot. He's done very well. He was able to come out of the backfield last week against Atlanta because, you know, Randall and Ty not being available. So I think we're giving him more opportunities, and he's taking full advantage of it. And, you know, he's had success the last 2 weeks. So I think, like everybody, your confidence naturally grows. But I really like where Devontae's at. I mean, he's a consistent guy, and he's got a lot of ability, and he's got a lot of growth in front of him. So we still got to make sure we're giving him those opportunities.
Mike, when a quarterback does run the ball, it's important, obviously, to slide down and avoid contact when possible. With the hits on Alex Smith last week, were those late slides? Were those late hits? What was your take on it?
Well, I saw the video. I mean, a number of times now. You watch the game, and then, you know, as you go through the situation offense, it comes up time and time again. So, definitely when you and knowing Alex on a personal level, I mean, it's concerning when you see the way, particularly his helmet bounced off the turf. So, the one slide, I mean, I'm not going to really get into evaluating whether it's late or not, but, I mean, that's part of the danger of running. So, I think, like all of us, you just reemphasize the importance of, you know, protecting yourself, you know, sliding at the appropriate time and make sure you're sliding and protecting yourself in the football. So, I mean, that's what you learn from that.
Mike, there wasn't a whole lot of film on Ripkowski in terms of carrying the ball coming out of Oklahoma, but did you have a feeling of what he could potentially do there, you know, or has that been sort of a surprise?
I think Rip, going into last year, I knew right away that there's more there, because just special teams. I mean, he jumped off the video to me, particularly in kickoff coverage. So he's a heck of a football player. I mean, he's in a role, but when you see someone, you know, cover as well as he does, and particularly make open field tackles, I mean, he's, you know, particularly his body type and so forth, you know, it tells you something about the man, his instincts, and just his ability to play football. And then, you know, just he handles the ball, catches the ball well. He's always caught it well in practice, and he just needs opportunities now. I mean, he's not a featured runner in our offense, but, you know, he did a really good job. But he needs to take care of the ball better. I mean, that's one thing I know they're watching, we're obviously emphasizing this week.
Mike, what's the plan for TJ Lang this week?
TJ will be probably in a limited or, if at all, kind of a rehab mode today. And then we'll see where he is. And my hope is he'll practice on Saturday. So, frankly, I'm holding TJ back. So, and that's the biggest part of it.